Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Pesachim Daf Chav Daled. We're starting about the middle of the Amud with Halacha Gimel, and the Vilna's daf is all the way at the end of Chav Aleph Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And Mishnah starts with a question: Ketzam Afrishin Chalas Tomei B'Yamtev? How can one separate Chalas from Tomei Dough on Yamtev? This Yid is making matzah on Pesach. The dough obviously needs Chalas separated for the Kayin. The problem is it's Tomei, and here's the issue: usually Tomei Chalas is just burned on Pesach though, and we're not talking about Chalamayid. We're talking about actual Yamtev of Pesach. It can't be burned because we know that only cooking or baking litzorich eichel nefesh is mutter, and this is not litzorich eichel nefesh. This dough, which is challah that's tameh, has to be burned, and it's just burned because you have to destroy it, and you can't do that type of burning on Yom Tov. Now we also can't separate challah and leave it for after Yom Tov because then it's going to become chametz. So what's he supposed to do? And we have three different opinions. Rabbi Lezer says loy tekor l'ashem ache te'afeh. Don't call it its name, meaning don't designate it as challah until it's baked. First, bake everything, and we're going to see tomorrow precisely how he's supposed to go about doing this. But the general idea is he just puts everything in the oven. He bakes all the matzah, and since nothing's been designated as challah, so it's perfectly fine. And afterwards, he designates it as challah. Now, Ben Maseiro says, Tatal Tzainin, no problem. Separate challah, put it in cold water, and that's going to prevent it from becoming chametz. And then after the first day of Pesach, once it becomes chalamites, then you could burn it. And Rishua says, he's even more makel than Ben Maseiro. Loizeo chametzim is harn all of Bal Yura Bal Yimatze. It's not the type of chametz that you're commanded Bal Yura Bal Yimatze. El rather, what does he do? Mafrashta, he separates the dough for challah, umenach da'ar erev, he leads it till the evening, and becomes chametz, it's chametz, it's not his. It's designated for the kaihanim, and so it's not his issue of chametz, and he doesn't even have to put it in cold water. And the Gemara begins by clarifying certain things regarding this dough. That first of all, masnisa b'shenitmeis la'achar gilgula, our Mishnah is talking about where the dough became tameh after it was kneaded. Avolim nitmeis kadim l'gilgula, but it became tameh before it was kneaded, so then yasen a kabin, he just make it kabin. We know that the chi of chala comes after gilgul, after it gets fully kneaded. So our first clarification is that we only have this machlekes in our Mishnah is if after he already needed it. So now it's 100% chayv and challah, then it became tamei. Okay, what does he do about it? But if the dough wasn't yet chayv and challah because it wasn't gilgul, he didn't fully need it, so then he should just make it kabin. He should make the dough small enough that it's not chayv and challah in the first place. We know that a dough of 3/4 of a kav of flour is chayv and challah. So don't make it 3/4 of a kav, just make it kabin, one full kav, not one full kav and a quarter, that's 3/4 of a kav. Make it 4/4 of a kav, and then it's not chayv and challah. And here's our second clarification, b'losha b'yomtif, this is referring to where he needed the dough on yomtif. But if he had needed it already before Yom Tov, before Pesach, and let's say he put it into some cold water so it didn't become chametz, and now he wants to make it, he wants to actually bake that matzah on Pesach, he's not even separate challah. Like what's taught in the Braisa, halash isa bi Yom Tov, if a person makes dough on Yom Tov, mafresh chalas of Yom Tov, so then he can separate the challah on Yom Tov. But halash me erev Yom Tov, if he needed the dough before Yom Tov, mishach lavresh chalasa, and he forgot to separate the challah, asr l'taltala, he's not allowed to move it on Yom Tov. Vein tzar chlemer lito imena, and wouldn't even have to say that he's not allowed to separate challah on Yom Tov. That's because since he already had a chiyuv and was able to separate it before Yom Tov and he didn't do so, it's actually usher to separate that challah on Yom Tov. So it must be the whole machlokes in our Mishnah of how to separate the challah from this tamei dough is referring to where he started making the dough only on Yom Tov, so then he's allowed to separate challah. Now we're going to be explaining this braisa. Chavdalon and Beis on the top. We make a deal. Eres loy amar ella lush. It doesn't say in the braisa eres. It says that he needed the dough. That's mashma ha eres loy. That if it was eres, it's not a problem. What's eres? So this means just simply pouring water on the flour and it's before the stage of kneading. So we're pointing out over here is that the braisa, when it differentiated between making the dough before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov, it doesn't say eres. It says that he needed the dough. If he needed it before Yom Tov, then he's not allowed to do anything to it on Yom Tov. It's aser b'tiltel. He can't move it and he can't take off challah. But the mashmayus is, says the Gemara, that if he just did eres, if he simply poured water on the dough before Yom Tov, then he is allowed to continue kneading it on Yom Tov and separate challah. The problem with that is as follows, is that we have a Mishnah Maseches Challah that teaches us that challah could be separated from the dough even in the eres stage before it hits Gilgal, before it was fully kneaded, before lush, and so that's an issue with the braisa. We just made this dig from the braisa that if he just did eres before Yom Tov, he could continue making it on Yom Tov, but we just said that you could already take off challah in the stage of eres. So Amar Shmuel Achad Reb Rechia Tifter, we could explain beisa tamea that this braisa is referring to tamei dough she'enu mafresh chalasa el basayf, that the challah is only separated at the end, and that's why as long as all he did was eres before Yom Tov, he's allowed to continue making it on Yom Tov. But you're right, if the dough is tahar, even if he just did eres before Yom Tov, he's allowed to continue it on Yom Tov. And for the clarification of this, Amar Bias Rabbon, Bias Rabbon says b'din haya be that really when we're dealing with just a regular tahar dough, challah should only be separated afterwards, at the end, after he finishes kneading the whole thing. It's just that the takana tiknu bashi afrishenot chila, the chacham made a takana that already, right after eres, after pouring the water, that's when challah should be separated. Why is that? Shaloi titmas isa, so the dough doesn't become tamei. And that's why, once again, we're answering over here in this braisa that the reason why, if it was just erase, it's allowed to continue doing it on yamtif, that's because we're talking about a tamei dough, that anyway, challah is being separated at the end. We continue discussing masnisa, this braisa we just quoted, b'yamtif shal pesach, is referring to pesach, haba tzaris u'b'chag, mutter. But if it was shvuas or sukkis, then it'd be mutter. In other words, we're understanding that when the braisa tells us that if he needed the dough before yamtif, he's not allowed to touch it on yamtif, that's talking about he started making it before pesach, and now it's on pesach, then he's not allowed to touch it because he's kanas for doing this due to the fear of chametz, and so braisa is only referring to that. But if he started making the dough before shvuas or before sukkis, and now it's sukkis itself or shvuas, he is allowed to continue making it. However, Yosef Rabban quotes Rav Chana, who says b'shem Rav Acha, that no, afilu ba'tzaris b'chag aser, even if he started making it before shvuas or sukkis, and now it's yantif itself, it's aser for him to touch it, and he's not allowed to take of challah either for sure. Why is that? Al shem, because the pasuk says kol malacha lo yaseh bohem, malacha is not allowed to be done on them, and separating challah from a dough is considered like doing a real proper malacha. That's like a real tikkun. It's not considered just regular oichel nefesh. It's not like he's making food. It's considered like real tikkun, such as grinding wheat, which is not allowed to be done in yamtif. That's not one of the things of oichel nefesh that's permitted. So to taking off challah from a dough, and so that would be usur even on shvuas and sukkis. Asking where Rabbi Noah l'kniv hasyarek shel truma, what's the difference between this and trimming vegetables of truma? It doesn't have to be vegetables of truma. It could be any vegetables. Let's say a person has some lettuce and the tips of the leaves are a little bit gross and you don't want to eat them, so he's allowed to trim them on yamtif. The question is, why? Why is that any different than separating challah from a dough? The answer is, zuril achila v'zu ein ruli achila. This is fit to eat and this is not fit to eat. The dough is not fit to eat if you don't separate challah, so it's considered like a real tikkun, and therefore it's asur in yamtif if you were able to do it beforehand. Whereas trimming these vegetables to take off the parts of the leaves that you don't like, you still could eat them. You don't like them. They're not good. They're not crunchy. They're not fresh, but they're still edible, and therefore it's not considered like a real 100% tikkun by trimming those leaves. Now we have one more question. Rabban Kesarnbayin, they ask, ma binola bar kitnis biyamtif, what's the difference between this, meaning taking off challah from a dough that was made before yamtif, and selecting doing bayrer to kitnis on yamtif, which is allowed to be done 100% no problem like regular classic bayrer, and that's a great tikkun. Why is that allowed to be done on yamtif, but separating challah is not allowed to be done, and we don't have an answer to this question? We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow getting involved in a detailed discussion of the shitas in the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.